Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Learn from System Z Customer Experience, Cookbooks That Can Speed Up Deployment of Integrated Service Management. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and include a question and answer session. Today's teleconference is being recorded. In this teleconference, you'll learn how Integrated Service Management, ISM, for System Z can centralize critical service management functions and manage heterogeneous resources at the highest quality service levels, including availability, reliability, security, scalability, and performance. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker, Lauren Ullman, Lead Architect, Tivoli Technical Strategy for System Z, IBM Software Group.
Thank you. I'm a member of the Software Group Research and Development Team, and I've been focused on System Z and Tivoli solutions. So today, we're going to talk about a few of those solutions and how they are needed by our clients, why they're important to address their needs, and then how customers are deploying those solutions. Specifically, going to go into detail about the deployment solution cookbooks that have been just developed for use that speed time to value for the solutions, as well as provides the details needed to ensure that they are optimized for the System Z environment. So we have a couple of dozen slides here we'll go through today. The first slide we're going to look at is page one, which is a focus here for a handful of slides on why IT organizations are implementing our integrated service management strategy. So if we go to page two, first and foremost, the impact of business services loss can be widespread. Here are some example headlines in which all have a common thread. When the IT computers, the IT infrastructure has glitches, they're called oftentimes in the headlines. When those things occur, end users are affected. And the examples here include traders, they include cell phone users, retailer websites, etc., that the service level agreements and actually hard dollars are lost by businesses when IT infrastructure have issues. So that's just a quick example of some of the headlines. And today, with the internet, the news of these outages and the impact to reputation can be very, very quick and much faster than in times where we look at headlines from newspapers. Moving to page three, another challenge in our data centers today is we absolutely have to have complex infrastructure to support the needs of businesses. So businesses need this infrastructure. That is complex, and it is known today in the bottom right that about 40 to 50, 60% of IT assets are actually clearly understood today. And this is because the complexity has grown over time to a very diverse set of systems and solutions, many times due to acquisitions. This is added to the complexity and diversity within a single data center. So there's challenges associated with only a fraction is well understood. In the middle, it's unknown. The exposures do exist out there, but they are unknown at this point because of the lack of a clear understanding of their actual environment. And then finally, looking at audits and how you become more ready, save time, all this is associated with the need for understanding your configurations and how quickly things are changing in your environment. Now, the bottom bullet on page three is basically a known fact that 80% of the problems can be associated with configuration changes. So the visibility into the actual configurations and the authorized changes that should be made on a given maintenance cycle is needed so that the risk can be well understood before making a change, and then the validation of any change can be done after changes are done. So you expect changes, and then you go out and verify that these changes have been made. So all these things impact the bottom line. If we move on to page four, another way to describe some of the challenges are these four bullets. The top bullet is about basically the expectation of the businesses are growing day by day. So the need for transparency into the IT infrastructure is needed from the business folks. They want to be able to prove to their customers that their IT infrastructure is sound and that, therefore, their business applications are sound. Second bullet is the need to be dynamic and agile as we deploy applications, which are today more complex, as we talked about. We need a better understanding of both the configuration and the business impact of the IT in order to be able to make future changes and to respond to the business, be more agile. Third bullet is operations now. Again, the bar has been raised. Operations is now expected to know everything and not to miss problems. So the need and the criticality of our integrated service management has grown and risen through the years to the point that it is a more critical part of the IT set of tools. And then finally, everyone is trying to do more with less, save on capital, save on labor. Moving to slide five, another need is that our integrated service management needs to address the end-to-end deployment architecture in our clients' data centers today. So this is a picture in the middle of a typical deployment where you have distributed resources, you have many transactions that also take place against the systems, the mainframe resources on the far right. So many of the applications today span end-to-end. There's a variety of tools that are used to manage these applications. And one of the largest needs is the bottom bullet on the page is that when you do get an event from these domain-specific tools, correlating and relating that to the impact on the business is something that's very difficult to do. So these were a set of slides that describe why IT organizations are moving towards integrated service management strategies. So next, we're going to focus on page six, on how the integrated service management for Systems Z solutions address some of the IT challenges we just talked about. So this will be a survey of some of those solutions, not meant to be comprehensive, but to give you an idea of the type of solutions that the cookbooks are addressing that we'll talk about later. So moving to page seven, if we look at the integrated service management for Systems Z solutions, the business service and the discovery solution, the idea and the strategy is to provide a single view across the integrated platform. So here we've got the Xenterprise platform as a good example of a platform that spans both historically distributed resources with the ZVX as well as the traditional ZOS and ZVM Z resources. So this common view is required across the entire Xenterprise platform. On the prior page we were looking at, you could also see very quickly that a common view is needed across the data center, and that these tools also need to be integrated with the Z-Enterprise tools. So a common thread is the visibility, the need for visibility in the middle for critical services from a business, compliance, and operational dashboards. All of that needs to span across the infrastructure. So how else do we address the challenges on page eight? If we go back to business service management, the focus that we're trying to give the operations team, all the different teams of the organization, is context. The idea here is that in order to manage the business services across your organization, you've got to be able to quickly recognize what is impacted by a particular resource that has just gone down, and also be able to assign priority to the problems, the different events that are coming in based on the criticality of the business app. You know, these things are needed in order to provide the context. And then finally, you have contractual agreements with some of your customers to provide a level of service. And when you're about to exceed or you have an issue where an agreement will be breached, you need to know about that and be able to work that at a high priority in order to lower your risk and then, of course, save on the dollars, the actual cost. So page nine is another view of this, what was just described, a pictorial view in the middle, where you actually have business service management in the middle, but you have the line of business folks on the upper left, and you have the customers on the right side, and then you have the operations on the bottom. So this solution is good at bringing these three worlds together. The line of business is is who cares about their actual business application. The customers are clearly the folks who are spending the money and who matter the most, but operations on the bottom is responsible for making it all work. So all three of these perspectives need to be taken into account for business service management. And then 10 is a way to, again, look at the three areas in your organization, right? So you have the executive views on the top left. You know, they want a summarized scorecard, a dashboard view of how their services are doing, how their infrastructure is doing, you know, below their services. They're worried about the returns, the revenue dollars, et cetera. The lines of business in the middle, the application owners I just mentioned, they're worried about how their transactions for their application are doing, and when they see slowdowns associated with their applications, they very quickly will go to the operations team in the bottom, who has the responsibility to ensure that the infrastructure is all operational to support the business apps. And, of course, both the line of business and operations have a responsibility up to the executives. So that was a brief set of slides about business service management to give you an idea of how the solutions will help you manage from a service management perspective. Page 11 and 12 are a bit about discovery configuration and how this can help you meet the challenges you have. So we talked a bit about the complexity and the need to determine your actual environment. Well, page 11 is an example of how using discovery solutions can be used to determine if configurations are compliant. So here we have actual configuration data for several web servers. And the idea is to compare them to a reference master, which represents your standard policy in your organization. So typically this is a standard image, things that have been reviewed and are controlled. And then changes are made, you know, for a new application, a growing application, or maybe potentially addressing an issue with an existing application, right? And once those are changes, you want to go and look at the data on the right-hand side in the middle bottom right of this to determine whether or not they're within policy. Someone has changed the configuration, and you want to determine if it's still in compliance. Now, page 12 is another example of discovery. The emphasis here is on configuration auditing. And you take one application and you track the changes over time. So what you want to do is be able to see the differences between an old value and new value. And typically, this is used when you're looking at problem determination. You have a problem with the current or the new configuration. You want to go back to find out what was changed, and you have to go back to the old configuration, which was the last working set. So this is where you can go in and look at a particular application, in this case Apache's mentioned, and then go and look at a particular attribute and figure out what the differences are. So those four slides were a brief look at how our solutions will help you manage these challenges that we talked about earlier, specifically around managing business services, and then looking at discovering configurations of your applications, of your systems, your infrastructure. So page 13, we're going to move on to a technology discussion. If we look at these solutions that we just looked at briefly, if we look at the technology in the solutions, right, and what they're made up of, what Tivoli products are used, how they work together to provide the value we just talked about. So page 14 is an example of a customer deployment who has centralized business service management on System Z. So the upper part of this slide with the Tivoli Enterprise Portal as the operations monitoring, the Tivoli Business Service Management as the service dashboard, and on the far right, the Tivoli Application Dependency Discovery Manager for configuration discovery. All those are hosted and centralized on System Z using ZVM and Linux on System Z. They are the tools that the operations team uses. We talked about earlier. The service dashboard is used by executives and the business folks. And then your configuration, deep configuration details are used by operations, the application owners typically, to go in and see how their applications were changed, their history, how during audits what changes were made, are they in compliance, out of compliance, et cetera. Now, all three of these pieces work with the technology on the bottom of this slide. And on the middle, this is where we have event consolidation and correlation. The NetCool Omnibus product is used for that. And it basically feeds events up to the service dashboard about resources and into the operations monitoring dashboard about performance-related situations and thresholds that may have been exceeded. All of these events are fed up into the upper dashboards that we talked about. But before that, they're actually filtered and consolidated. So the bottom piece of this gives you a sampling of the different resources that are either monitored or their transactions are monitored. And basically these events, which are many, many events from these low-level resources, some of them turn into actual events on the Omnibus dashboard, which means they were high enough a priority that they should be funneled up to the operations team. But many of these other events are filtered out, right? They don't ever make the engineering operation monitoring dashboard, the TEPS, the OmegaMon, the ITM interface. But rather, they're filtered out, and they stay as an event. And then still some more of the events in the middle, they turn into trouble tickets on the right-hand side. So the trouble ticket technology is not mentioned on this slide, but you can envision how we have very few of the events then turn into trouble tickets, and these are actually items that are worked actively by the teams, right, to address. So in these trouble tickets, for example, the service dashboard, we talked about the SLA violation where an actual customer is getting slow performance on a web server or, you know, something customer-facing is occurring. Well, that would be something that up in the TBSM we would be worried about. And you see that the topology there, some of those items are turned red. And that's where you do have a problem with the business service. On the left side, you could see that potentially we would have some trouble tickets and maybe certainly some events that would be viewed in the Tivoli Enterprise portal. And these events, there's a red there or a yellow, could be flagged as warnings and things to keep an eye on. So this is a good slide to, again, look at the bottom. You have all these resources from end to end to worry about. You got the mainframe, the distributed servers, storage. And then on the right-hand side, you have all the network resources as well, the wireless, the wired. You have all these different tools that are producing events, and they go into the middle where they're consolidated. Some turn into events that are displayed on the operations dashboard. Others of those also are turned into trouble tickets. And on the right, the upper portion there, we've already discussed how the different personas, the operations, the line of business, and the executives use those to get a better visibility into how their business is running from an IT perspective. So working off this example, on page 15 and 16, we're going to talk about two of the main products in this solution. So 15 is the Tivoli Application Dependency Discovery Manager, TADM, and some of the value that it provides. So we've already talked a bit about this, but the upper left-hand corner is key in that it discovers configuration items and their actual state for the different resources in your data center. So it does that from an end-to-end perspective, and it does it for network, storage, servers, applications, et cetera. And the important thing to note is that it also does more than just the configuration. It maps the relationships together for these resources. So the reconciliation of all this discovery data and then the creation of relationships between the resources is an important task of TADM. So the upper right-hand corner, application mapping with dependencies, this is, again, more on the relationships and dependencies that exist between the different pieces of the infrastructure. So here you could imagine a end-to-end application we talked about, having a database, having an application server, a web server, and those connections would be shown in topology views. The topology views of TADM would show these interrelationships and relationships. The bottom left, we already had an example of the configuration auditing and how it keeps track of what configuration items are changing over time and provides a history. And then on the right-hand side, you can use this for compliance against a master or standard image. So TATM's a strategic discovery tool within Tivoli, and it's core to the solutions around business service management and discovery. So moving to page 16, there's a few more details on TBSM. And here, TBSM is the product, the technology used to create the business services. So we have the ability to create a business dashboard on the right-hand side that can map, in this example, you'll see geography, can map different geographical zones of your organization, different data centers within a single geographic location, or in addition to that, different applications within a single data center. So it gives you the ability to create the services and then map them down into the infrastructure so that when you have an event from a lower level infrastructure we talked about before, that can be and will be displayed on the event dashboard, the event management tool, but then also those same events will be related to the business service. The impact, therefore, on the top left-hand side, the business impact can be determined of an outage. Notifications of warnings can be given as well when we're approaching an outage or there's concern that one may occur. The bottom of this slide shows how you can use collaboration and reporting to basically look at the IT view and the business view. So you can envision that we have events that occur because the infrastructure is having an issue. A piece of software, a database is having an issue, and there's events associated with that. But they may not turn into actual business service events unless an SLA, service level agreement, is breached, right? So there's a relationship there between, you know, I've got a business issue here, which is a very high priority, and a set of infrastructure issues, which could be at a lower priority. However, the relationship between these IT issues and the critical business issues are the ones we're most interested in. We're interested in those because we're trying to determine the root cause of the business issue, right? So this is where you can see the and share the IT and the business metrics together on the same screen, and you can report and do analysis. So if we look at 17 from a Systems Z perspective, TATM also uses a Discovery Library Adapter, and here this is an example of output from the Zolf DLA that provides all the configuration data related to the Zolf cell part. The subsystems are not shown here, or they are shown here, DB2 and KIX, et cetera. Those configuration details are discovered and sent and used in the TATM from an end-to-end perspective and managed just like all the other configuration data. Now, page 18. An important aspect, the technology of these solutions, is they run on SystemZ, and they manage SystemZ. So if we look at this picture of a Z196 as the enterprise box, we see that Linux, ZOS, ZVM, Tivoli, WebSphere are information management DB2 tools. Also, Lotus runs there. All of our middleware is used in these solutions, and it's essentially from the hardware to the hypervisor, which would be ZVM, to the operating system, which would be Linux. It's a single vendor solution. So what you leverage is the ability, the deep integration between these different parts of the hardware, the hypervisor operating system, up into the middleware, and then the use of Tivoli, TATM, TBSM of this middleware running on the Linux operating system. You leverage that deep integration and single stack, if you will. Page 19 is in case folks are now becoming aware of the Z196 announced and the performance improvements that have been provided for Linux and for ZOS. So this is significant because our solutions run and manage on both these platforms. And so the value, the return on investment, the footprint, the cost of power, the high availability, the security, all of those aspects, right, are built into this box. And so Tivoli solutions, iSystemZ solutions, run on top of the operating systems and on top of this hardware. And so you get the advantages of that by running on SystemZ. So this is one of the key advantages of centralizing using your SystemZ hardware. is that now I talked about the criticality of your management earlier, that now you're treating your service management as a critical application, and you're running that software on the most stable, the highest available, the most secure, I could go on platform in your data center, which would be the System Z. So that's the idea, and that this is a key piece of the technology here and why you'd want to choose to run your service management on System Z. So that concludes some discussion on technology, and now we're going to spend the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so on the cookbooks. On page 20, I'm on how the new cookbooks have been produced to speed the time to value and basically leverage the experiences of other customers by capturing best practices. So if we move to 21, these new solution cookbooks are now available in 2011. They're based on actual customer deployments. They document, as we talked about before, the single integrated IBM solution stack. So they're very task-oriented, but they're task-oriented for all the different pieces of the solution, which would include the ZVM hypervisor, the Linux operating system, the DB2 database, and then the Tivoli products. In this case, we're really focused on TADM and TBSM, as well as Omnibus. I'm on the fourth bullet down. They're really tailored to meet the needs of the System Z client, right, because they're describing how to optimize, to tune, how to configure the solution that runs on System Z. And they're really authored by experts within Tivoli, SDG, the hardware folks, software group, with collaboration between development, performance, support, our services teams, together with help from customers, to deliver something that can be targeted for the different personas in your organization with enough information that other organizations understand what the other arm is doing, but at the same time provides hands-on configuration data for the task when it's being performed, but also provides a good perspective in the planning that's required up front to make the project successful, because the different groups that will be involved in the different tasks and what's all involved to actually create the single solution stack, which is based on virtualized technology. So we're really at the bottom of this slide. We're really moving the logical architecture, which is a step below some of the diagrams you've already seen, a logical architecture for TADM or TBSM, Omnibus, and we're moving that into an actual physical blueprint and describing how the virtualization settings, what they are and how they're configured, to move that into an actual working environment. Now, in the upper right-hand corner are some other graphics, which we will not go into detail, but they're about how the cookbooks separate into different tasks according to the personas at hand, how there's tuning advice and recommended best practices. So we're looking at a memory tuning diagram there, and how there's bill of materials associated with each piece as well. So this has come from feedback from customers. Basically, when they ask a question to IBM, then we've taken that as it'd be great if we documented that in a cookbook and provided it for them up front. And so it's been really useful. We've gotten really good feedback on providing this data up front and allowing them to get to end the job quicker, right, and a better understanding of what has to be done. Page 22 is what I talked about before, is that this is an outline of the cookbook. Here, this is TADM, and it's a task roadmap, but you can see the different folks that are involved in the left-hand side, where the ZVM sysproc is up on the top, and you've got your Linux admin or server support team member on the second row down. Typically, folks will have a DBA involved, and then you'll have the end user for Tivoli, the operations team on the bottom. And not to go over this in detail, but you can see that a lot of the ZVM work has to be done first, and then the Linux would take over and stand up the Linux operating system. And then your DBA could come in and, in this case, install your DB2 and your databases that are required by TADM. And then finally, the TADM install could happen and start on the bottom. And that, on the far right, when you begin to tune things and look at the performance from a virtualized perspective, that is when, not all the time, but sometimes, you will have a meeting with all of these members to determine if there is an issue or nothing else, collect all the data, for a particular performance test or an acceptance test, right? So this would be the virtual team, if you will, that you would collect in your organization to go out and deploy this on your floor. So that's what this is about in 22, is basically showing you the outline of the cookbook and then the different personas and the task-oriented procedures for each one. 23 is a sampling of some observations, and there's many of these from centralization projects over the last couple of years. But essentially, you know, in this slide points out the fact that you're going to leverage existing centralized teams more. You're in a shared virtualized environment, and these ISMC solutions are based on virtualization technology. So there's going to be some additional teaming that's required. You do depend on others in the short term, but over the long term, you'll achieve efficiencies because you can hand off tasks to different experts in different areas versus having to grow your team to be an expert in all areas. So the operations team that wants to focus on exploiting the products, say Tivoli or Tatum, TBSM, Omnibus experts, they can focus on those while their DBA focuses on DB2 or the DBM guy focuses on what he does. I think the bottom is saying that there are some culture changes that are required, but in the end, you do get security is one of the advantages that you'll have your resources as well as security managed with a larger scrutiny, and basically that you'll have more conversations with more folks to get it right. So the next two slides we'll end on are examples of a logical reference solution architecture on page 24. And this is just describing what servers you would have from a Tatum perspective in the middle, the Tatum database server, and then your Tatum storage servers, and then your Tatum discovery servers, and how they're connected to the managed environment on the bottom, the discovery endpoints, where the discovery library adapters, the Solf relay I showed earlier, where they're running on each Solf LPAR, for instance. The discovery servers are talking to Windows and collecting data from the discovery targets. So this is more of a logical view, and page 25 is a different product, TBSM, but it gives you an idea of now moving into the reference architecture blueprint, which is more of a physical view where if you looked at the middle, we'd have, begin with two environments, production and test, and then in a production environment, you would have in the dark green running on one ZVM LPAR, you would have three separate Linux on SystemZ guest servers. And in these virtual servers, you would have one of them be the TBSM dashboard server. And in the middle, the other one would be the TBSM data server. And then the third virtual server would be the Omnibus object server. So this drills down into that level of detail with the actual virtual servers and what are running on each one of them. And in the boxes, you'll see some of those components. Now, the bottom says that you're also integrated with, in this case, the Enterprise Omnibus, the event management tool, which is not running on SystemZ in this case. So, and you also have LDAP user repositories. You need to understand the connections into the other systems. So this is going, moving from a logical architecture into a physical architecture, and it helps everyone understand what the pieces are. Page 26 is if we looked at how to tune the memory in a virtual environment. This chart is about ZVM, but it could be applied to virtualized environments in general. And it's talking about how at the bottom you have some virtual machine memory, you have some swap space in the middle, and then each of those swap spaces are dedicated to either being a fail-safe, you know, swap used occasionally, or in Vita's case, actually swap devices, which are backed by actual memory. So they are used more often, and they provide better performance because they're based on memory. Then there's some descriptions of the V-to-R ratio so that teams that are not familiar with ZVM could understand that there's a virtual-to-real ratio in the SysProg. The ZVM SysProg is very worried about that ratio. They need to be aware of that and be able to speak the same nomenclature to help things along. So these are just details that are in the cookbook that we're not going to delve into today, but it provides some insight and some takeaways for you to understand what's inside those cookbooks. Page 27 are some examples of return on investment where customers have collected the value they've obtained. And if you look at the bottom here, after executing on their centralization build plan on the upper left, where they did consolidate and centralize onto System Z, they used the cookbook to ensure they have repeatable results. They're able to take advantage of the white space on their D boxes. They have reduced energy usage and floor space. They're leveraging their capacity and security teams. They're standardizing on one Linux stack, so they're getting advantages of standardization, and they're able to automate more because of that standardization. They're lowering the time they need to install fix packs and maintenance on their servers. They're able to track resource usage and optimize and tune. And on the right-hand side, they're able to respond to their changes faster because rather than ordering physical hardware, they're able to just reconfigure virtual resources. And they are eliminating physical servers. They are able to stand up test beds and other things with virtual servers much, much quicker. And they're able to grow capacity at the bottom. So these slides are just a sampling of, you know, use the cookbooks, and then following some of the best practices, you're able to obtain some return on investment that other customers have attained. So to wrap things up on page 28, the conclusions from this session is that there is a need for integrated service management, lowering costs, lowering operational risk, et cetera. The integrated service management solutions do provide visibility into business processes and services from an end-to-end perspective. The solutions in the middle, the System Z customer is able to centralize their critical service management function and are able to manage their heterogeneous resources from an end-to-end perspective at the highest quality level service, which is associated with the System Z. So they're able to be more agile, respond to change quicker, manage their risk, and do this all from a centralized management hub. So if you look at the bottom, we spent some time on the new cookbooks for integrated service management for System Z. They're based on customer deployments, and they're available to speed your time to deploy, as well as lower the time to value. So you should be able to get to value quicker and focus on that goal while you're doing your deployment, while you're planning it, while you're actually performing it, and then while you're validating that it's all working. So the cookbooks do provide return on investment. They help everyone understand the task involved at the bottom. They provide a lot of detailed information that is needed to implement to understand reference architectures. And they document prescriptive best practices, task-based best practices. So on 29, how do you get more information? Here, we've just launched a service management community that if you join that or sign up for this webcast, you're able to go and download the latest versions of the cookbooks in the bottom left-hand corner. So when you get to a point where you're considering a deployment of this nature, go to these links and you're able to get more information that will help you. So at this point, I'd like to turn it back to the operator, and I'd like to also thank you on page 30 for all your time and interest in this subject.
Thank you, Lauren. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Question number one, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Question number two, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Again, what was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Question 3. Are you implementing service management today? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Question 4. Do you take advantage of cookbooks? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Question 5. Are you using Omegamon? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And finally, we hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving information on this teleconference. If yes, press star 1. If no information is desired at this time, please press star 2. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. At this time, I'll turn the call back over to our speaker while we wait for questions. Again, star 1 for any questions at this time. And Mr. Ullman, it appears we have no questions. I'll turn the conference over to you for any additional or closing comments.
Thank you. I would just like to thank everyone again for dialing in and joining us and the interest in this topic.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference call. We'd like to thank you all for your participation.